Juliet.
Whitechapel experienced unprecedented population growth in the late 19th century. And like all of the city's working-class ghettos, this seemed to be a brothel on every corner. The abundance of working girls made easy prey for someone intent on doing harm. As the bodies piled up, however, it became clear that Whitechapel had a unique and sadistic predator on its hands, one who would come to be known as Jack the Ripper. Harry expected some culture shock when his company told him he would be working from Marseille for the next 6 months. But he considered himself a man of the world. After all, he'd been to Magaluf, Morocco, even Phuket. But he was pretty clear that they never tried to feed him fried frog. As he looked down at the amphibians arranged expertly on his plate, feeling the gaze of his French colleagues, he realized it was going to be a long 6 months. It had been just over a year since her divorce. As she stepped into the waiting car outside of the Hotel Ritz, Diana was feeling happy for the first time in many years. The glow of new love was upon her, and her partner, Dodi Fayed, was by her side in the plush Mercedes S-Class. Driver Henri Paul started the engine and began making his way around the hordes of paparazzi, hoping to catch a glimpse of the former princess and her new beau.